Welcome back to Rome, noble Caesar.
Ah, noble Brutus.
Noble Caesar.
And noble Cassius.
How was Egypt, Caesar?
Ah, someday you must make the trip, Brutus, if only to see the pyramids. Magnificent, those pyramids.
Yes, we heard you met Cleopatra.
What can I say? I am the mighty Caesar.
Especially between the sheets, eh?
Where else does it matter?
Oh, you.
That is good to be home. Perhaps the two of you will do me the honor of having lunch with me. You look particularly lean and hungry, Cassius.
I would be honored, noble Caesar. But alas, I have already eaten.
Et tu, Brute?
I'm afraid so, Caesar. Perhaps another time.
Yes, another time. Until then, noble senators.
Until then, mighty Caesar.
They love me. The Roman Senate loves me.
If you say so, Excellency.
Do I detect a note of skepticism, Colitis?
Oh, no. If Caesar believes the Senate loves Caesar, then the Senate must love Caesar.
Tell me the truth, Colitis.
The Senate hates you, Caesar.
Oh. But what would make you come to such an absurd conclusion? The Senate hates Caesar.
Well, Caesar did destroy the Republic.
Only to save it?
And took away the citizens' right to vote.
Which only gave them more time to fornicate. Remember, Colitis, a fornicating citizen is a happy citizen, yes?
But Caesar's voice is now the only one that counts in all of Rome.
That's because I'm the only one who's a god.
Unofficially, O mighty Caesar.
Oh, but I'm a shoo-in to win. Any senator who votes against me will lose his fortune, his home, and all he holds dear.
And why is that, Caesar?
Because I will take it away from them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what the gods do. They giveth, and then they taketh away. What's next on my schedule, Colitis?
Home and Mrs. Caesar.
Did you say Mrs. Caesar?
Yes, home and Mrs. Caesar.
You sure?
It's right here on your schedule.
Perhaps I could ravage another country, some little out-of-the-way place we've missed.
Oh, no, Excellency, you've pretty much ravaged them all.
How about a revolt I could quell?
All is peaceful, I'm very sorry to say.
Maybe we could foment a revolt.
No, by definition, Caesar cannot overthrow himself. Mrs. Caesar is next, I'm afraid.
You're afraid?
I don't understand, Excellency. Mrs. Caesar is but a woman.
To you, she is a woman. But to me, she is the most terrifying creature the gods ever created. She is a wife.
Beware the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. Beware! Beware!
Colitis, make a note.
Beware. Yes, Your Excellency?
Find out what the hell the Ides of March are.